This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 515. Three ways to go above and beyond IELTS for your 7 and higher.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll get three activities to help you push yourself toward your highest IELTS goals and hit those high band scores on your next exam.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going today?
Really good. It's good, man. I got to hang out with my best friend this morning, and she's like practicing being a personal trainer. So, you know, we've talked about some of our personal goals for the new year. And so, Listeners, you know, I'm like, I'm changing it up. I'm lifting weights, getting even stronger. So my best friend is helping me do that. It's awesome.
That's so important to lift weights, you know, like for women in their 30s, they got to be pumping iron, as they say.
How much iron do you pump, Lindsay?
Not much. I usually max out at about 8 or 10 for dumbbells, but I try my best. Once a week, I go to this burn class, and it's very intense. And we do the stair stepper, and we do the free weights, and the bar that you lift above your head with the weights on the end.
The Olympic bar, yeah.
The press, yeah.
It's so cool. There are so many things to nerd out on regarding weightlifting. I never had that perspective before. I was like, I'll just, you know, do some dumbbell curls, blah, blah, blah. But like, there's so much involved in like engaging different parts of your body. I'm learning all this new vocabulary for like human anatomy and exercise. It's rad.
Oh, so cool. So good to know. Yeah.
Okay. So guys, that's how, you know, Lindsay and I are trying to go above and beyond our health routines from last year. Going to that burn class sounds awesome. So we have some ideas how you guys can go above and beyond your efforts to get past IELTS this year.
Awesome. I'm so excited for this. Let's do it. I mean, what can we do? We have our vision for the year, but we need a structure. We need to know exactly how to get there.
Right. So the first step, guys, is, you need a solid study plan. You need the basic fundamentals, right? Yeah. Like you can't just, I can't just rock up and start lifting like a bodybuilder. I need some fundamentals first. So the study plans in our course, that's what they're there for. It tells you what to do every day, 3 to 4 hours, 5 to 6 days a week to improve your overall English and use our course. How do you use it? When do you listen to me and do the practice exercises? But this episode today was inspired because one of our three key students went above and beyond. He not only found a song he liked in English, read the lyrics, but he actually recorded himself playing the guitar and singing the song in English, put it on YouTube, posted it in our group. It was awesome.
Oh, that is so cool. I love it when we see a student that actually really takes our, you know, our advice, our instructions, and goes to the highest level. They really take it in earnest. You know, this idea of wholeheartedness when we prepare is so admirable to me.
I love it. And like the wholeheartedness, I like that you use that adjective. Well, that's a noun because approaching anything from a wholehearted perspective, that means you are personally connecting yourself to it. And I think that's what ties together these three things that we're talking about today is we want you guys to connect with English. We want you guys to personally invest yourself in this process of improvement, and that'll make you improve faster, much faster than people who are only doing the basics, you know, like only doing the minimum amount.
Yeah, this makes me think of just investing your heart in it and as well as your head, right? Some students who get a 6 end up just investing their head. But those who get a 7 or higher, they invest their heart.
That's a really good observation, though. I think that's really true, because the way we always describe band score six students is like just a student, right? It's not that hard to just get a six. And yeah. Notice I keep using just, right? Because we know you guys need better than that. And exactly, this is how we do it. We work on the holistic approach. We're not just doing practice tests. We're not just using a textbook. We're using a solid study plan. We're listening to our podcasts, right? Doing as much as you can in your whatever spare time to improve.
Okay. Yeah, and that's the common thread with all the students, our success story on allearsenglish.com/KEYS. That is the common thread of all those students who have been on this podcast. The success stories, they engage their heart, not just their head. Okay.
It's so true. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love it. I love that observation. Okay. So that was inspired by a student in our course. And if you guys can't sing like me, I'm a horrible singer, you could get a monologue. You could read a script from a favorite movie or TV show and choose a short scene or a short, you know, monologue to read and record that. That would be awesome. The second thing you guys could do to reach above and beyond and push yourselves, this is thanks to the last student you heard on this podcast, who is an amazing writer. And how has she made these leaps? She committed herself to making a video blog, a video journal, every morning. She doesn't show anybody. That's fine. It's only visible to herself. But still, that was her personal challenge, right? So you guys could do that. You guys could challenge yourself to write for 5 minutes every morning. And it could just be like free write. Like, don't worry about grammar. Don't stop to think. Just write. Whatever you're thinking, get it out in English. Hello, lovely listeners. If you want access to the course that brought two band increases to Vitor's score, get into the Three Keys IELTS Success System. Let's do it. It's 2018. Let's get past IELTS. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah, I love that idea, because that will mean that by the time you get to test day, you're not going to have that block about writing. Your whole associations around writing are going to be different because you've been doing it every day, like a normal thing, just like eating breakfast, right? You've been doing it every day. You're ready. Yeah,
exactly. And that would go a long way towards, it's been writing week, guys. It'd go a long way towards having that flexibility of thought in approaching your writing, right? It's not just about following a specific outline. It's about reacting to the question in a personal way, having real people, real examples, real ideas to talk about, right? Not just like copying what someone else says. So I think this exercise would go a long way towards helping you get beyond that 7 in writing.
Love it. Love it. So good. Awesome.
So this third one, guys, you know I'm a reader. I love reading everything. So another common habit in all of our success stories, guys, again, they've all gone above and beyond the study plan, and inevitably it has something to do with writing. Whenever you hear me interview the writing wizard winner, that person always says they read a lot. You know, you can't deny this connection. So the above and beyond portion of this, guys, is to dig into a big novel, okay? Not just a short one. I'm talking 300 pages, 500 pages or more.
Wow. How do we choose this novel? I mean, that sounds really daunting. How do we get the right one so we can stick with it?
You know, I think hopefully you have access to a good library. And even if it's not an English speaking library, librarians can help you figure that stuff out. Librarians deserve more attention and love. You just talk to them. But I have some recommendations for you guys, and they're both totally different genres. So I think you can find something you like here. So the first is historical fiction. Now, this is one author I've talked about before, and I'm going to recommend one I've never talked about before, but Edward Rutherford. He writes historical fiction. They're huge tomes, but they go so fast because his writing is amazing and the dialogue is like very involving. You're invested in the lives of these people. It's epic, and you learn a lot about whatever city it's set in, like Paris, New York, London. Those are amazing. Also, the last one, guys, I just started a new fantasy series. I'm already halfway through the first book, which is 540 pages. So the author is Scott Lynch. And when I say fantasy, it's not just like magic and wizards. It's just set in a different world, okay? But it's not sci-fi either. It's amazing, you guys. The characters are, they're like orphans in this land that has a little bit of magic happening all the time. And how the orphans survive, they like join groups. Anyway, it's beautiful. Yeah. I love it.
I like the idea of reading sci-fi and fiction because I think it'll help us with brainstorming, both on the general exam and on the academic exam, because sometimes we need our mind to be able to generate ideas, right? That's really important. And I think if we read sci-fi, our mind is probably just filled up with ideas. It's just bubbling over.
Totally. No, for sure. And I think you guys, it makes you more of a creative thinker overall. But as far as IELTS goes, you are often asked in speaking and writing to think about consequences, to think about solutions. Yes. And we can do this by considering possible futures, right? Yes. And you're also asked to predict the future in speaking part three. Where do these ideas come from? Sci-fi.
Yeah, we need to be a futurist on the IELTS exam. So building that muscle, that futurist muscle, has got to come from somewhere, right?
I know. You guys, you're wondering where to get ideas. I think today is a great place to start.
Love it. So good. All right. Awesome. Any closing words of wisdom on this? Has really been a writing week, hasn't it, Jessica?
It totally has, guys. I would encourage you, actually, come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. Read the blog posts for every episode this week. All right. That's 513, 514, 515. Read about it. I'm going to put extra stuff in there just for you guys. And I want you to go through these articles, add things to your study plan. We want you to go above and beyond this year. You've gotten a lot of ideas this week about writing. So add this stuff to your study plan, guys. Change the way you look at IELTS next week.
Love it. And if you guys want your own study plan that's created by us, so you don't need to guess, you don't need to wonder what to do, we have it created for you. You can get into our course. Jessica, could you just remind our listeners how we've changed our guarantee for this year?
Oh, guys. Oh, boy, can I. No.
Oh, boy. No,
that was genuine excitement because it is crazy. It's awesome. Yeah, so, guys, awesome. You know that if you register for our course from the beginning, we've guaranteed a score increase or your money back as long as you do everything we ask you in our amazing study plans. That's fair. That makes sense. And you know what? We know this works. Okay. We've been doing this for a couple years. Students get their score increases. That's why we are confident in adding to that, guys. If you don't see your score increase, we will pay for your IELTS exam.
Love it. So incredible. Good. So guys, there's just no reason not to take the plunge. Go for it, guys. It's January. We are motivated for 2018 to help you guys achieve your life vision. Where do you see yourself by the summer? Where do you see yourself by November? Are you in that new country with your family? Are you enrolled in a program to move towards your graduate degree? What are you going to do and how are you going to get there? Our course is going to get you there. Okay, guys?
Exactly, guys. Exactly. So definitely go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. You can see the many, many students who have frankly got incredible scores. We're not just talking about 6.57. We're talking about eights and nines, like beyond what they needed.
Awesome. Yes. So good. All right. Very cool. So guys, going over allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And we are out of here for today. We'll be back next week for more good IELTS wisdom.
Awesome. Yay.
All right. Sounds good, Jessica. Have a good weekend.
You too, Lindsay. Enjoy the rest of your week. Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.